This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Just when you thought road construction season was over, there's more. Starting on Monday, Interstate 41 from Oshkosh's Highway 26 to Fond du Lac's Military Road is getting a $25 million upgrade. The project will improve 10 bridges, pavement markings, drainage, and repaving. Construction is expected to last just about a year. Most of the work will be done during off-peak hours and overnights. The Shops at Oshkosh Outlet Mall has a new owner. The property was sold for $12 million. The company that bought it has also bought property in the past for Woodman Supermarkets, but there's been no official announcement at this time. The historic Wall House on Algoma is undergoing a million-dollar renovation right now. Crews have replaced porch columns and upper railings along with the decorative roof railings. The home was built back in 1898 by architect William Waters. It's on the National Register of Historic Places. Page 2, former Oshkosh School Administrator Holly Prast has a new job. She's been named the Superintendent of Kimberly Schools. Five men are facing charges after a drunk bust on Tuesday of this week. The suspects range in age from 33 to 40. The bust took place at a home in the 600 block of CP Avenue. Here's a shocker. UW Oshkosh Chancellor Andy Leavitt is stepping down. Leavitt has been the chancellor at UWO since 2014. He'll step down in June of 2025. In his announcement yesterday, Leavitt says he'll continue at the school as a faculty member and professor of chemistry. In-person absentee voting begins on Tuesday of next week, not at City Hall, but at 19 East Irving. It goes from 8:30 till 7 p.m. and continues to near Election Day. And ever wanted to sing the national anthem at a professional basketball game? Well, the Wisconsin Herd is having auditions on Sunday at the Oshkosh Arena. You can find out details at the Herd's website. Turning to sports, the final week of the high school football season wraps up tomorrow night. West hosts Fondy, North is at Green Bay Notre Dame, and Parkview Albany comes to town to take on Lourdes Academy. On Saturday, it's homecoming for UW Oshkosh as Platteville takes on the Titans. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.